It's been 31 years since Steve Davis last saw his sister, Deborah. She was dating Whitey Bulger's mob partner. Davis remembers his sister telling him she was safe, that despite her boyfriend's reputation, he would never hurt her. But when Deborah tried to end the relationship, Bulger allegedly strangled her. Her boyfriend removed her teeth and dumped her body in a shallow grave by the Neponset River in Quincy. Steve Davis says his sister's death remains a near daily topic of conversation among friends and family.
It's like I live, eat, and breathe every day, waiting for this trial, just to get it finished and put it behind us.
Davis is 55 now and lives in a sunny, renovated house in Milton. He's recovering from gallbladder surgery and proudly shows off the scar alongside several tattoos. Three small dogs yip at his feet. Davis says he's glad that his sister's ex-boyfriend is already in prison. But Davis's fear? That he'll never see Whitey Bulger stand trial.
The guy has health issues. I think they're trying to prolong this thing because of health issues. And mainly because if it goes down, I think there's a lot of people going to go with it. His brother Billy, he's trying to protect himself.
Davis is referring to William Bulger, former president of both UMass and the Massachusetts Senate. Davis staunchly believes Billy Bulger helped his brother hide from law enforcement for 16 years. And now Whitey Bulger's attorney argues that his client shouldn't be prosecuted because the government allegedly promised him immunity for all crimes when he served as an FBI informant.
A representative of the federal government promised James Bulger immunity regarding any crimes that he had committed or any crimes that he would commit in the future.
Federal prosecutors call the motion absurd, but have agreed to postpone the trial from November until March. U.S. Attorney Carmen Ortiz says her office will use that time to prove there is no immunity.
At the end of the day, we want a trial in which the defense has had an adequate time to prepare, as well as the government, and that everyone's rights are properly observed. I don't think that a four-month continuance is that unbearable.
Steve Davis agrees, but he's frustrated. He's become an unofficial spokesman for families of victims, in large part because he's more than willing to talk to the press. And also, he wants the victims, not Whitey Bulger, to remain the center of attention.
Persistence, push. I'm doing it because I care. I feel bad for every one of us, members, victims. I feel bad for everyone that has to walk into that courtroom.
Davis has harsh words for Whitey Bulger's longtime girlfriend, Catherine Gregg, who was sentenced in March to 8 years in prison for conspiracy and fraud. Both Gregg and Deborah Davis dated mobsters and in many ways lived in the same world. But Steve Davis sharply rejects comparisons between the women.
You can't compare the two. It's like comparing copper and gold. My sister had a heart of gold. No, you couldn't even compare the two. And her loyalty to him, that's the road she chose, and she's paying for it now.
Davis is angry, and he says a prison sentence for Whitey Bulger won't change that.
You know, people ask me the word closure, and that'll never happen. That won't happen when he gets tried, convicted, and he's gone or whatever. That'll never happen. They cannot prevent how far he's going to try to delay it, waiting for his next move. It's like a chess game, you know. What is Carmen's next move, or what is... The anger of it all, I'd like to hook him to the rear of my car and chain and drag him through South Boston.
Since he won't be able to do that, Davis says he'd like to build a small park, a memorial to his sister, by the Neponset River in Quincy. He's petitioning lawmakers to do that while he waits. Anne Mostu, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.